Take a look at the men who are depicted here. Each of the men that posed for this memorial was a real person.
They carry a sense of nobility. They're heads high, proud, and honorable. My name is Michael Ropel. I'm the president of the All Wars Memorial to Colored Soldiers and Sailors Committee.
My name is Charles Fuller. I wrote a movie called A Soldier's Story, and I won a Pulitzer Prize in 1982 for my play, A Soldier's Play. African-American soldiers have fought in every war the United States has been involved in.
The Pennsylvania legislature decided to honor that legacy of service with this memorial by sculptor J. Otto Schweitzer in 1927.
At the time, the United States military was still segregated.
It was an African-American veteran who made the memorial a reality. That veteran, Samuel Beecher Hart, went on to be elected to the Pennsylvania State Legislature, where he sponsored a bill that called for the creation. Actually, I have a copy of that bill here, of a statue to commemorate the services of colored soldiers and sailors in various wars in which the United States has been engaged.
Samuel Beecher Hart wanted the memorial placed in a prominent location. That would have been his dream, his ultimate dream. My name is Samuel Hart Jones, Jr., great-grandson of the Honorable Samuel Beecher Hart.
The All Wars Memorial was completed and dedicated in 1934, but that dedication didn't happen here. It took more than 60 years to get the memorial placed here on the parkway.
There was a great debate on where the statue was going to be placed.
The artist believes that the memorial should be on the parkway, but the commission overseeing the memorial believed that it should be placed in Fitler Square. But neither the mostly Irish residents of the neighborhood or the African-American veteran groups are happy with the location. Finally, in 1934, the city's art jury settles on a location more than 3 miles north of here in Fairmount Park.
As a young person, we used to visit the monument in its old location. And I went with my grandmother and my two aunts, Doris Holliday and Harriet Greer. When the statue was first commemorated, Doris was the one who did the unveiling.
The road that where the memorial was located was partially closed to traffic, and you practically had to be lost to find out that the memorial existed.
Doris fought with the city, and she wrote letters, made phone calls, and, you know, talked to people about moving the statue to a better place.
In 1948, almost two decades after the All-War Memorial was dedicated, President Harry Truman, as Commander-in-Chief, integrated the military of the United States with an executive order. And so the U.S. military dealt with segregation way ahead of our other institutions in the country. It was a very pragmatic decision. You can't have two separate armies. It's not practical. It's costly. And President Truman and the generals understood that on the battlefield, when you die, everyone bleeds the same blood.
In 1993, I was a city planner, and it was brought to my attention by the Fairmount Park Art Association that there was a monument located in the park made up of African-American soldiers, and we formed a committee and came up with the idea of restoring and relocating the monument to its rightful place on the parkway.
When the monument was unveiled the second time and refurbished, 1994, most of my family were there. Doris, my aunt, she's the one that pulled the cord to unveil the statue in its original place. She decided to pass the torch on. Doris called me and asked me, would I like to speak? And I said, yes. And when I had finished speaking, I went down to pull the cord, and she was looking straight at me, reminding me of what I had to do.
One of the songs that was played that day was Lift Every Voice and Sing. And that is the song that you've heard in this piece.
I think the memorial is wonderful. It's the only one of its kind. But it still represents a time when the United States military and the country had not embraced the idea of integration. And as much as it celebrates, it still stands out as a sort of a beacon to an idea in this country that thankfully we've gotten past.